Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, March 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Hardy County's vaccine site has relocated. Starting today, the new location will be the Hardy County Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. Once again, it has been relocated to the Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive. For availability and to schedule an appointment for your COVID vaccine, you can visit myvaccine.fl.gov on the web. The Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies charged 30-year-old Courtney Wright of Winter Haven for vehicular homicide and driving with a suspended driver's license yesterday following a crash caused by Wright when he ran a red light at a high rate of speed. 80-year-old Raymond Hart of Lake Wales was killed when Wright's 2010 gray Chevrolet Equinox rammed Hart's 2003 gray Silverado at U.S. Highway 27 and Chalet-Suzanne Road. Mr. Hart entered the intersection under a green light. Mr. Hart died at the scene from his injuries. Wright was transported to a local hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. When he is released from the hospital, he will be booked into the Polk County Jail. Wright is a convicted felon and has an extensive criminal history that includes 12 previous physical arrests in Polk County, 26 total felony charges, 16 misdemeanor charges, 15 re-arrest charges, and one incarceration in state prison. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is $5. All proceeds will benefit One More Child. There will be explicit paintings. Your local jobs, York & Associates is looking for a commercial loan documentation officer. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All Britain Insurance is looking for a customer service representative. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred. And Expressly For You is looking for an assistant manager. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of supervising and customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message if you have them. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At
First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 86, mostly sunny. No predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds north at 4 miles an hour, with gust up to 6. Humidity is slightly humid, 55%. The dew point is 60. Cloud cover is 11%. Visibility 10 miles in the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the city's of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Thursday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Farm Bureau will participate in Agricultural Literacy Day on March 25th, tomorrow, in celebration of this Georgia Ag Week. On Ag Literacy Day, five Georgia Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee members will provide video recordings of themselves reading books that promote some of Georgia's top commodities. Members of the GFB Women's Leadership Committee are also providing virtual tours of their farms. Sign up to receive both sets of videos and GFB activities at gfb.ag/agweek. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced the USDA Forest Service will invest more than $218 million to fund Great American Outdoor Act projects. These projects are set up to conserve critical forest and wetland habitat, support rural economic recovery, and increase public access to national forests and grasslands. The USDA says by leveraging the Land and Water Conservation Fund provided by Congress, this investment will improve public access by funding strategic land acquisitions. U.S. farmers are the most trusted members of the supply chain when ensuring its safety, according to a recent study by the U.S. Soybean Board that showed 78% of consumers placed farmers in the top spot. Alabama USB Representative Sam Butler of Madison County tells AlphaFarmers.org the study shows the importance of transparency, and it's a relief to know consumers trust the practices we put in place to grow a healthy, nutritious, sustainable crop.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Georgia Farm Bureau will participate in Agricultural Literacy Day tomorrow, March 25th. In celebration of the Georgia Ag Week, which runs March 22nd through the 26th. On Ag Literacy Day, as part of the Georgia Ag Week, the Georgia Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee will have several members reading books that promote some of Georgia's top commodities. In addition to the readings, members of the committee will also be offering virtual farm tours of their farms. Agriculture contributes $70.1 billion to Georgia's economy, according to the University of Georgia's Center for Agribusiness and Economic Development, and provided 359,000 jobs for Georgians in 2019. From the state's Farm Bureau website, Georgia Farm Bureau President Tom McCall states, 1 in 7 Georgians works in agriculture, and 7 in 7 Georgians consume agricultural products from Georgia. Georgia thrives when agriculture thrives. Each day of Georgia Ag Week features a specific theme, from Hands-on Garden Day to Ag Hero Day, and even Make My Plate Georgia Grown. The goal of Agricultural Literacy Day is to better communicate to students how food and fiber products are produced, the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and appreciation of the role agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products. For more information, go to the Farm Bureau website, which is www.gab.ag/agweek.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Stocks shot higher following this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, triple-digit gains for the Dow. Later in the morning, though, the NASDAQ slipped into the red. GameStop, the retailer at the center of a recent social media-driven investment frenzy, reports a $215 million loss for the 12 months ending January 30th, it dealt with pandemic-related shutdowns, among other things. Amazon bringing back a former executive to run its cloud computing unit, the company's most profitable business. Adam Selipsky will return to Amazon in May and then become head of Amazon Web Services later in the year. Japanese automakers Toyota, Isuzu, and Hino are forming a partnership in commercial vehicles. They'll work together in electric, hydrogen, connected and autonomous driving technologies. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Denver Nuggets won their sixth consecutive road game to tie a franchise record with a 110-99 win at Orlando. Denver coach Michael Malone talks about them having a 24-point advantage early in the second half that was trimmed to 5.
We played a great first half. I think we're up 22 at the break, and I was nervous. In that third quarter, obviously, we turned it over, which fueled their break. Give our guys credit. You know, I challenged them. They responded.
Denver is fifth in the Western Conference with 8 wins in 10 games. The Phoenix Suns stretched their road-winning streak to 7 games by beating the slumping Miami Heat 110-100. Suns forward Jay Crowder at 13 points.
I feel like we were all engaged immensely with the game plan, and it translated onto the court. And we was able to get out to a comfortable lead, and from there, just continue to play our style of basketball and control the game. I felt like we had control of the game the whole way through.
Miami has followed the stretch where they won 10 of 11 with 4 straight losses. This is SRN Sports. Playing without injured stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the Lakers have lost 3 straight, including a 128-111 defeat to New Orleans. Lakers coach Frank Vogel.
We're staying positive. We've got a great belief in this group. You know, even with AD and Bron out, that we can win games during this stretch and that there's going to be a silver lining to it at the end of it.
Lakers are now fourth in the West. Brooklyn beat Portland 116-112, while Philadelphia down Golden State 108-98. Those results lead the 76ers one game ahead of the Nets atop the Eastern Conference. New York beat Washington 131-113. In the NHL, Tampa Bay was a 2-1 winner over Dallas. The Stars are 0-4 this season against the team they lost to in the Stanley Cup Finals. Tampa Bay has a league-best 50 points. New Jersey beat Philadelphia 4-3. The Flyers dropped their third straight game. Nashville was a 2-0 winner over Detroit. It was Chicago 3, Florida 2. As the Blackhawks snapped their 4-game losing skid, Arizona had to go to a shootout to beat Colorado 5-4. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: I've never once been able to explain car trouble to a mechanic without resorting to sound effects. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.